This week's Start Your Day in the Torah Way has been sponsored by Lishmas, Reb David Shmuel ben Reb Moshe Zichron Levocha.
Yud Beis Vacheshvan, Wednesday the 16th of October, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, Brochas on Water and Medicine.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Pleased to meet my Yedidim here again. So, I want to discuss quite a few in Yonei Brochas, to do with drinking, eating, what type of hana do you need. I'll first mention a few of the shailas, and then we'll look into the Shulchan Aruch and see what we can come up with, Ezra Hashem. One thing we have to know is, do we make a brocha on all types of hana? We know, asel hana enzeh b'loi brocha. You need to make a brocha when you benefit from v'olim hazeh. Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Va'orach Nosan Levnei Adam, that Hashemayim Baruch Hu let us benefit from the world, but only on condition that we make a bracha. It says Hashem Aruch Simulaya, everything is Hashem. If we make a bracha, we can benefit. Also, Aruch Lev Loi Bracha. We make a bracha in the morning, Shasli Kol Sarki. So we're already making a bracha for many, many of our needs. However, as we know, we make a special bracha on Bichas Hananin. When we sit down and we eat something, we make a bracha. Somebody told me he once spoke to a ger, and he asked him, tell me what's the biggest thing, what's the greatest change which you found happened when you became Jewish? He said, the idea of making a bracha before I ate, that was the most basic change, because you can't just sit down and eat something, you have to think for a minute. Something which is in our lives. We're used to it already, Baruch Hashem, but it's a major change. But that's what we do, day in, day out. Mea brachas b'chol yesh. We make a bracha. So Chazal Masechin, a special bracha, besides the bracha in the morning, Shasli Kol Sarki, which includes all our needs, everything we do, we walk, we have shoes, we breathe, we need to thank. But there's no bracha specifically on them. Whereas eating and drinking, there's a specific bracha before and afterwards. The question is, what type of hana is called enough hana, the hana which is machayev, which obliges us to make these brachas? One must say, example, if you drink water and you're not thirsty. So we'll soon see there's a mishnah about it. What happens if you're not thirsty, but you like the taste? You like, you've got some soda water, sparkling water, you're not particularly thirsty at all, but it's got a nice taste, you like the taste of it, of the sparkling water. In other words, the shaila here is, do you make a brocha on hanos hacheich? Do you make hana on the palate benefiting, or do you need that your stomach should benefit? Do you need that your body should benefit from it? Or is it enough just with a geschmack, a taste? Is that good enough to mechayev a bracha? We'll come to later, Mr. Shem, to see what we can find out about it. What's about the other way around? What happens if a person got no chashim to eat? Some people never, when they get old, they don't feel like eating, nothing, they don't want to eat. But they have to eat. It's important. They have to eat. It's for the gesund. If they don't eat, we know what will happen. But no cheshek, or a child. The mother says, you must eat the spinach, otherwise you're not getting no pocket money. Right? The child absolutely hates it. But the mother says, you have to have it. No choice. Right? So they've got no taste, no hand, all the taste buds do not want it to be eaten, but it's important. It satisfied the child. It's amazing. The child gives it gesund. You make a brach on that. And what's the deal if somebody eats through a pipe? Some people can't swallow. They have problems with the food pipe or the windpipe. So they have a pipe going down and the food goes in that way. It goes into the stomach. The same effect at the end of the day. Do you make a brach on that? Do you make a brach when you eat that? You've not been nana in your mouth, but at the end of the day, the food has gone into your stomach. You make a brach. So let's see what it says here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Brachas, Hashoyse maim litzmoa oimesh hakvil niyabid varoi. It's a Mishnah in Brachas of Medallah and Medallah. That if you drink water, you make shakvil niyabid varoi. Tafan oim varoi nefashas rabbis. Rabbi Safan holds, when you drink water, you make varoi nefashas. Yeah, we don't pass like that. We make varoi nefashas when you finish drinking. Yeah, you don't make it before you drink. That's what he holds. But we don't pass. We're holding, hold back the Tanakama. Before you drink, you make shakvil niyabid varoi. Now the Mishnah adds in a very important word, if you drink water because you're thirsty, what's it coming to exclude? What does it mean you drink water? Why should a person want to drink water because he's not thirsty? Who goes and drinks water, stands at the front of it? So there are many, many cases. The Gemara gives one example. Lafukemai, what's he coming to exclude? The Gemara daf memhei on the dalef. The chankose umtsa. He's eating a piece of meat, and he's starting to choke. So he quickly takes a cup of water, and that washes the meat down. Chankose umtsa. That's the reason why a person should want to drink. There are many other cases. A person wants to drink a tablet, to have a tablet. A person has a sore throat. Many reasons why a person wants to drink, not necessarily for the sake of the benefit in terms of taste and in terms of thirst. That's one Gemara. That's negeya to water. There's another Gemara, benegeya to medicines. Things which one eats for medical reasons. That's a separate issue. Medications. Cough medicines. I remember as a child, my mother got me to have cod liver oil. In the stomach, quite a few of them were also zeichot. I don't do nowadays, but my children definitely don't have it. But that's what we used to have. Very untasty, to say the least. But they claimed it was healthy.
Horrible.
Yeah, horrible, that's right. I didn't want to say those words. But actually, it is absolutely horrible, that's true. So, do you make a broch on it? So, the Gemara says, in that Lamed Vav and Aleph and Brachas, that we're talking there about somebody drinking oil because he's got a sore throat. So oil is very untasty. But it's not untasty. It depends how you do it. If you mix it with oil itself, is mazik even. But if you mix it with various things, then it's okay. So it's a Gemara. Ma'od etayim kiven delurfur koma chavan lelibrachale. I'm after since he's kavona, he wants it for refuah. You don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha on refuah. I mean, if a person eats something just for the sake of healing him, you don't make a bracha. It says, well, you do make a bracha, kim isle hanomine. Since you enjoy the taste, therefore you make a bracha. So we see from all these in Yoni, what we see here is that there's a limit to what hanos you make a bracha for. You make a bracha if you're thirsty, you make a bracha if you enjoy the taste, you make a bracha. But if you're just benefiting a side hanor, for example, you're washing down a piece of meat which is not going down, that's a benefit. But that you get to with broch in the morning, also they call tzaki. You don't make shakil mi'a bidvaroi unless you are benefiting by an enjoyment. But just that it's washing the food down, or the case where you need it lerefuah, the cod liver oil, albeit it's a hanor, yes, it's a medical hanor, you need it, but it doesn't mean you have to make a broch on it. The broch is you only make when you have hanor. Hanor, everything's hanor, but hanor means either, what does hanor mean? Either hanor is, we'll soon see, whether it means either or, but it's generally connected with the fact that either you're feeling full, it satisfies you, it sustains you, it's amazing you, or you enjoy the taste. Those types of hanor, achila hanor, but not side hanors. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. So in Siman Reish Dalet, it says both of these halachas. In Sifches, Kala Oichlin, Vahamashkin, Shodam Oichel, Vashoysin Rafua. You have something in the Rafua. Im Tamam Toy, Vachech Nenemim of Orochala. Vachem Tchele Vasayf. If it's got a good taste, you make a bracha. If it's cod liver oil, you do not make a bracha. Doesn't taste good. Cough medicine. If it's a syrup and it's tasty, you make a bracha. Yeah, there is a chiddush of Rosh Lomaz Alman Oyabach, Zatzal. He's machadish that if it's something which is a medicine and the taste is only a small taste, it's not gishmak. It's not a bit of a nice taste, but very, very shvach, very weak, nice taste. He also don't make a bracha on that. It's a big chiddush. He says, Minasvara, that since it's basically for medical reasons, it doesn't become a meichel just because it's got a shvacha taste. It's a big chiddush. I don't know if there's any makor for it. Also, he's machadish pashtus. The pashtus nishos. The pashtus that as long as it has some kind of nice taste, you make a bracha. But he's machadish. It has to be a choshev a nice taste. So that's the din what says in Shulchan Aruch. That's when they get to medication. Now, what happens if a person has a chazan Yeah, he needs to go to Shacharis, needs to have a raw egg in order to help his voice. And now they've got more better ideas. In the olden days, the classic way is the Chazanim have raw egg. Do you make a bracha? He swallows the raw egg, doesn't make a bracha on it. Shakal nebidvare. So what would we say? No, it's not tasty. Having it for a side reason, in order to make your voice, it's not strain. Oh, it does however nourish you. Very good. So there's a Sharat Shuva here. He says, Ein machzik brocha, ha'oichel chel moin beitza, person eats the yellow of an egg, commercial chai letzachzach hakoil, it's raw in order to help his voice, av she'ein na batal machilosa, it doesn't taste good, hunene b'mezoinoi, he still benefits b'mezoinoi, it nourishes him. End of the day, an egg is an egg. Scrambled, boiled, cooked, fried, raw, an egg is an egg. It's going to give him the nourishment which an egg gives. So Enoch and Nama, he doesn't enjoy the taste, but it nourishes him. So we see from this Sharat Shuva that it's enough with Anos Me'ayin. To make a bracha, you don't need that you're benefiting in your throat. It's enough to benefit the fact that it sustains you. It's also a reason to make a bracha. Oh, so the Shaila is, the Cheshver got this kasha, and I found Rabbi Oimer, Zechonu Livracha, Rabbi Vadya Yosef, asked this kasha. This Shalashuv is very shver. The Maisa, there's Choyl come on it, the Mishkoim Kluga argues on it. This is very shver, because the Yisoid is, we'll soon see, the Yisoid is true. Rabbi Oimer brings a very, very Choshev of Maramokim. The Yisoid is true. Avada, certainly if you have Hanah in your stomach, even though you don't enjoy the food, you make a bracha. That point is true. That point will soon come to the case where it's again. But the point here is that the kash on this is from cognitive oil. That's the kash on this. Shulchan Aruch says, if you have food for a fuah, you don't make a bracha. That's what it says, if it doesn't taste good. Yeah, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Talking about cognitive oil, if it doesn't taste good, you don't make a bracha. All these things nourish you, they give you gizun, they're very good for you. Is a raya, we see clearly that where you're having a refuah, not only is refuah not enough reason to have to make a bracha for refuah, but the refuah cancels out the hanah that your stomach gets. We look at it as being mainly the refuah. Once you have a michael for refuah, even though it might be there's a side, he's also sustaining you, but since you're having it refuah, you don't make a bracha. That's clear. It's very shver, in the case of the chazan, drinking the egg, having this egg to drink, why should you make a bracha on it? End of the day, he's having it for a fuah for medical reasons. You don't make a bracha. That's very shver. The Rabbi Yoima asks this kasha on the Sharat Shuva, and Rishlam Kruger argues.
It's to do with intention then.
If his main intention would be, I suppose, to sustain himself, you're probably right. Yes. Here we're talking. The main intention is to help his throat. Yeah. Oh. Now, okay, so the halacha person who has an egg, l'choy, he would not make a bracha, not like the Sharat Shuva. But we still haven't yet, we still need to discuss, what about a person who eats, he doesn't like the food, like I said, an old person, he doesn't like it, or he's not a koyach, you know, he's lost his appetite, or a child who doesn't like this particular food, or a person who's got a terrible cold, and he doesn't taste the thing that he's eating, he has no anor whatsoever, he doesn't taste it, eating in the Shem Shemayim. He eats it because he has to live. But he doesn't enjoy the food. Do you make a bracha on that? Do you make a bracha on being sustained? Or do you need the fact that you enjoy the taste? So now he brings Rav Avi Yosef, a very, very choshev Rav Yo. Rav Yo writes, it's in Hilchos Bracha, Siman Tzadik Tes. Rav Yo writes, he says, if we are going to hold arichas. Im kavonosay lechoin. If his main kavon is to eat, not nerfua, like Mr. Bloom said, if your kavon is for refuah, it's a different story. But if your kavon is to eat, because you need to eat and it's healthy and it's gesund and you need to eat, afilim einoy nana mavarech. Even if you don't have an oil, you still make a bracha. It means you didn't have an oil, you didn't enjoy the taste, you still make a bracha. So we see here from this Rav Yo that it's enough with hanos me'ayim, as it's called. Long as your stomach benefits, you make a bracha. That's good enough. You don't need to actually, your taste buds don't have to want it to happen, as long as you are sustained by it, and it takes away the hunger, etc., etc., all these things that food does for you, you'd make a bracha. Now, we can now go on to discuss the shaila, which we mentioned. What if a person eats via a pipe? Or intravenous? Yeah? Right. So, intravenous drinking, intravenous through the veins, a person still remains hungry. Remains hungry. So, there's another reason why you don't make a lechoira, what you're going to make a bracha on. But you could say, yes, make a bracha because it sustains. At the end of the day, food doesn't only take away hunger, food also is amazing. It keeps your body going, it keeps your body and soul together. Oh. But shveferes, when it goes in through a pipe, right, that it takes away the hunger as well. It's just a different way of getting in. So if you'd learn you need to have hanos hacheif, you need to enjoy it, you'd not make a bracha. According to what we prove from the Rabbi Yoh, that you make a bracha even on what? For the fact that your stomach benefits, l'choyer the svara would be you'd make a bracha. However, l'maisel halacha, you don't make a bracha on that, the poskim, right? Reason being, because shloike derech achila. You've got to eat the normal way. It's true that the benefit, besides being a bracha on the hanor, yeah? You have to thank Hashem for the hanoi you're getting, but it says in the Torah, when you eat, you make a bracha. It's not just the hanoi, it has to be that you're also eating. If I'm not eating, yeah, because it's not classed hanoi, not classed as eating. Eating through a pipe is not halachically classed as eating. Right? Chazal say, the Gemara says, the person takes the food and puts a tissue around it and eats it. He's not chayiv, even if it's an avela. Some people do it with tablets, which are treifa, put something around it. Shleika derech achila, kocha besiv. Which way? Which case?
I think it was banana skin and yuma.
Yeah, if you put the banana skin, could be. But kocha besiv, you put it. The Gemara's talking about the palm tree. I think the palm tree is wrapping the palm tree. You put it round it. It's inedible, even though the food's going down you. But if you're not eating it, derech achila, it's not called achila. Yom Kippur also, Minat Torah, it's in Yom Kippur that way. Minat Torah, there's a shayla in Chachiyaz about where Leish Se'unah, that's as Leish Se'unah. It's could be that the Indian is Inuy. But Pashtas, I think they're Mekel. Pashtas Mutter, because the Is is the Achila. The Inuy, I think it's Mutter, Yom Kippur even.
Rabbi, if you have a tablet with water, you don't say
rock
on the water?
Yeah, so we'll come to that in a minute. That's one of the cases we have to discuss. So going back to the case of the food. Going back to the case of the pipe, you would not make a bracha. Even though you make a bracha on the fact that your body is sustained, you should really make a bracha, but it has to be derech achila. Since it's not derech achila, it's not called halachically eating when it's encompassed, encased by something foreign. Yeah, just eating wrapped around with a tissue is not called achila. In the same way, eating through a pipe is not called achila. So since it's v'chalta v'savarachta, you have to have achila. Thus, same thing, no difference.
It sustained you.
No, it sustained you, but it says, even though the Pasuk is talking about because I'm Muslim, Deraisa, but the Beis Yosef says that this, we learn out from their drabono, all the drabonos, where this bracha, Rishon, bracha, Chayin, all learned out from there. So you'd not make a bracha, not lefonov, not lacharov. Yeah, so that's negair to medications. Medications, and also about a person who has an appetite, whether you make a bracha. So just to summarize what I've said so far, we've said if you have it for refuah purposes, you don't make a bracha. If you have it for nourishing purposes, you make a bracha, even though you don't enjoy the taste. If you have it for medical reasons, but you enjoy the taste, then you make a bracha. Because
it seems so
from Shulchan Aruch, even though be'ikah you're doing it for the medication, it seems that in this case, the Gabba, if you have anor in your mouth, it's very interesting, but it's clear from Shulchan Aruch, where you enjoy the taste of it, even though you're having many medication, you do make a bracha on that. If you've got sweet lozenges, you make a bracha, absolutely. Even though you're having it because of your throat, but they are gishmak zachen, you'd rather make a bracha.
So people go to space and they have home meals in tablet form, and there's no taste.
No taste?
But it's full meals in tablet form.
So I'd say, that's what you make a bracha, that's what we said. You make a bracha, derech achila, it's derech achila, and it's like a person.
I'm
It's the same as a person who's lost, he's got a cold and he can't taste. The same thing. L'chayra.
But what are you saying about lozenges? Does that apply to tablets as well?
No, tablets don't taste good.
You have to take the water to dissolve.
Oh, we'll come to that now, right? Okay.
Does that nourish the tea, Rabbi? Gives you benefit in putting water.
Right. So when it comes to water, it says in Shulchan Aruch as follows, like we saw in the Mishnah. You make shakel when you drink something when you're thirsty. If you have it because it's chankase umtza, where it's something not going down the right way, then you don't make a bracha. Mishbur gives other examples where you don't make a bracha. The person's got sofek whether he has to make shakel. Can't remember, did I make shakel or not? So he says, you know, I'm going to have a cup of water, I'm going to drink a cup of water. It's no use. Because if you're not thirsty, what's the point? Another example, person wants to mistarf for zimun. Yeah, so two people sit in there and say, come along, have a cup. He says, give him a cup of beer, something like that, be okay. But give him a cup of water, I'll make a bracha. Because it's because he's only having an order for the zimun. It doesn't feel like having it at all. Another example of that is, like Graham mentioned, if a person's simply having it because he needs to swallow his tablets, he's not interested in bechlal. He's not interested at all in the simoim, in the first part of it, or in the taste part of it. It's simply because of a zaitiger reason, a side reason. As we explained, you don't make a broch on side reasons. You only make a broch, a shakon nevedvore, on hanor of nourishing, hanor of thirst, hanor of taste. Those are the types of hanor you make a broch. You don't make a broch on side cheshbonim.
It benefits your body, the fact you have it,
But you're having liquid, but if you're not thirsty, you can't make a bracha. If you enjoy it, you make a bracha.
Water or any liquid?
I'm talking about water. Yeah, but by water we see there's a special thing. You have to have, the fact is that water doesn't nourish. Water is not zan, it doesn't nourish you. Yeah, so it has to be either has to be that you taste, or that it quenches your thirst. One of those two is sufficient reason.
You die quicker without water than you live without food. It's called sustenance.
Yeah,
it's not medicine.
Yeah, but it seems that, it's because, well, first, in Chanama, but Chazal weren't masakin a brocha, I know, it's a very valid point, but it seems Chazal weren't masakin a brocha on the fact that your body needs liquids. They weren't masakin that. It needs to be, like I said, not every hanod a masakin. If you enjoy it, then you make a brocha. If you don't enjoy it, you make a brocha. For example, yeah, a person doesn't need drink, but he's told before you go out, it's a hot day, make sure you drink a gallon of water, in order you won't dehydrate. He doesn't feel like he doesn't need it. Or pre-tarnis, he's finished, he's had his supper, finished, but he knows it's going to be hot tomorrow, so he does the camel principle, yeah, and he has 8 cups of water because he wants to help for tomorrow. I don't know if it makes any difference really. I don't know if it makes much difference. They say if you eat carbohydrates, then it keeps the water in and it lasts for a longer time. Yeah, there are various samkal which you can have. I don't know if these things help, whatever. But in any case, just an example. He has his water not to dehydrate tomorrow. So the Masham says you don't make a brach on that. Even though, you're quite right, Adam, without water a person would die. But Chazal won't make a brach just because you've hydrated your body. If you enjoy it, it quenches your thirst. Or enjoy the taste, that's a little different. If it's just Hashem Asid because you need water, liquid in your body, you don't make a bracha on that. Now what if you're not thirsty, but you enjoy the taste? It can happen. Like I said, the first case I mentioned that started off, you got soda water. Yeah, it's water. And water where they put gas in. All they put is gas. You don't make a bracha in eating gas. You don't make a bracha on eating water, unless it does something to you. So what make a bracha on? You make a bracha on the taste. You're not thirsty, but you enjoy the taste. You make a bracha on it. So there's a truest binyan tzien by the Aruch Haner. He says you do make a bracha on it. He's talking about mineral water. Some mineral waters apparently do have a nice taste. And he says you make a bracha. Because when we say that Hashem says it's a big chiddush, it doesn't have to be dafka limited to thirst. The hanor of taste is also sufficient or not to justify and to be mechayev a bracha. So it's obvious, so if anybody's got a bit of a sofik, I have a cup of water before the shia. I'm usually thirsty when I drink. You get any sofik, what you need to do is you put a bit of sugar in, it comes tasty, you're okay. As long as it's got a bit of a taste, you're okay. That's what the Binyan Sin says. As long as you enjoy the taste, that's good enough. That's an eight to get around all problems. But what's about if you drink for other purposes? For example, it's a cold day, you're not thirsty, you don't enjoy the taste, you want to heat yourself up. Or it's a hot day and you want to have a cold drink, ice cold water drink, to cool yourself off. So, lemaisa is often not negev. I think generally when you drink, you enjoy the taste. Shmuel says, as long as you like it, it's kishmak to you, then you make a bracha. So I think in the majority of cases, you do enjoy it. But let's see, you'll find a case where you don't enjoy it. You don't enjoy it, but you're simply having it because to help your body. Or a person is feeling a little bit weak, and he wants to have it. He's feeling a little bit weak, and it'll pep him up. It'll give him a bit of koyach. But not that he's thirsty in any way. And not that he enjoys the taste, but it gives him koyach. Or a person's got some pains, and by drinking it helps him. So it seems to be a machloek saposkin. Whether these hanos are sufficient to machayev a brocha. I found that the prichoda, four brought down, the prichoda says, if you drink in order to cool yourself up, you make a brocha. He says you do. And the Egel Tal says if you drink in order to heat yourself up, you make a brocha. I found the Maloy HaRoyim says, the person's got ke'evim, pains, and by drinking he's going to relieve those pains, he says you make a brocha. But the Vilna Gaon in Brocha says, the person wants to drink in the morning to strengthen his constitution, to make himself a more koyach, he says you don't make a brocha. So, this thing seems to be a controversy, a point of debate, whether we limit it to hanah of thirst and hanah of taste, or we take in all these other hanahs as well. That's clear, lirafua you don't make a bracha. When you do it lirafua because you've got a sore throat, you don't make a bracha. But these are other types of hanahs which are not directly connected with thirst, and not directly connected with taste, but it's helping you immediately. You've got immediate help. It takes away the pain. So do you make a bracha?
Well, your mouth is parched, you're dry.
So you're dry, you're definitely going to enjoy any case. I'm talking the person's not dry, not parched, he just wants to heat himself up, he wants to cool himself down, or, you know, it gives him kayak. I can't see where this is negerk. I think the person wakes up in the morning, you always enjoy the cup of water. I don't know where it's negerk, kamat.
I think you have it because you need it to stop yourself from problems.
Which cause of what?
The person sometimes needs to keep liquid in there, not out of enjoying the coffee, because it's safe like this.
Yeah, so I'm saying, but that's not lechazik gufa. That yizicha don't make a brachon. Maybe it's lechazik gufa. It makes him stronger now. I'm talking immediate effects of getting stronger. So lemaisa, I can't. It's difficult to machriya between machriyis haposkim, but lemaisa the Vilna Gaon holds you don't make a bracha. So I would say, even though these other poskim say you do make a bracha, I would say you shouldn't make a bracha. So a bracha is lahakul. So if you're having to heat if a cold or hot just for that, you don't enjoy the drink. Just to warm yourself up, I would say you shouldn't make a bracha. And the same with he's feeling a bit schwach and he drinks, shouldn't make a bracha. I think usually a person's going to enjoy the water and it's not going to get. If it's a case where you're not going to, so the eight is to put a bit of sugar in, if you're allowed sugar, or have something else to drink. But you have to know that, you know, you can make shakran on something else. But you have to know that if you make shakran on a sweet or something, you can't make varin fashas either. You can only make shakran and varin fashas if all these various conditions are met. Sure. 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 Sure.